Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. Rob Britton here as well, taking you up until 6 o'clock. Before we start talking the weekend in college basketball, let's update you on something that we are doing. Every single commercial break this week, we will be entering you for a chance to win opening day tickets to watch the Kansas City Royals. We got a four-pack plus parking pass. So think about this. You could bring your girl, your wife, your two kids, your grandma, whoever you want to take to the game. You get four tickets, you get a parking pass. All you need to do is be listening to The Drive. So every single commercial break, we will register a person to win. On Thursday, before we sign off, we will announce the winner. So during the commercial break, when you hear this sounder,
we're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
You need to be caller number 6 to 913-586-7610. And if you're caller number 6, you'll be registered for a chance to win a four-pack of tickets plus parking pass to opening day. Again, we will announce the winner on Thursday. Your first chance to get entered will come up here in about 10 minutes or so. Let's start today's show with the three teams and how their weekend went and how their outlook looks overall. Let's start with the Kansas State Wildcats. They're the team that won both of their games this weekend. That's the team that is going to be playing this weekend in the NCAA tournament. They deserve to go first. I think you could make a very, very strong argument that Kansas State basketball is one of the best local seasons that we have ever had the opportunity to watch and cover. Think about the last year of Kansas State basketball. Things were low last year. I mean, real bad last year. There was a revolt against their head coach, a head coach who had taking you deep in the NCAA tournament, a head coach that had won you a Big 12 championship and helped break KU's streak. Kansas State fans had made it to the point that they were over Bruce Weber and that it was time for their program to go in a different direction. Let's acknowledge what happened here. K-State took a massive gamble and a massive chance. Jerome Tang was not some hotshot, young, 36-year-old rising star. He's been an assistant coach for the last 20 years. That's not a hire that nationally really registered on the Richter scale. He came in. He won the press conference. He really adapted to the culture of Kansas State. And you have one of the best college basketball coaches in the country right now in Jerome Tang. Think about their basketball team. We didn't spend a lot of time talking about Marquise Noel before the beginning of the season. Think about Keontae Johnson's story. Keontae Johnson very easily could have died playing basketball. If you know his story and what happened at Florida, he very easily could have died that day. There weren't a lot of programs that were really busting down the door to get him. Health concerns, injury history, whatever you want to call it here in this situation, Kansas State took a little bit of a chance here and have been rewarded in a major way. You then got a head coaching staff. You went out and you really worked the pavement and you won in the transfer portal. Fast forward a year later, I think Kansas State is the best team left in its region. You're at the point right now of Kansas State basketball that you can feel disappointed if they don't make the Final Four. Sure, you got to beat Tom Izzo and Michigan State, and that is one of the hardest things to do in sports, which is beat that program in March. You have to play a good Tennessee team. Maybe you have to play Florida. Who knows? But if we look at where our projections of Kansas State basketball were at the very beginning of the season, what people thought about K-State, what people believed about Kansas State basketball, and you fast forward to the end of the season, this is one of the best seasons that we've ever had the ability to cover and follow. Sure, it's not winning the Super Bowl. It's not winning the national championship like we've seen with KU. No one is putting it on that level yet. You still got more work to do. But if you think about where the journey began and where we currently are, there are not a lot of teams that we followed and covered that have gotten off to the start and have had the kind of season that Kansas State basketball has put together. They've been one of the 15 best teams in college basketball, in my opinion, the duration of the season. This wasn't some team that just got hot at the end of the year and it's a fluke and you're shocked of being here. No, you've done exactly what you're supposed to do. You've played to seed. You've been one of the better teams. And now it's, can you win two more basketball games and find yourself in Houston? Can you get to the Final Four and cap off what has felt like a storybook run, a storybook season this year for the Kansas State Wildcats? Let's talk about Kansas here next. Now, I can't believe that I'm going to say this, but I try to be fair. I try to be balanced. I try to remove my Missouri fandom at times and give you my real thoughts and opinions about Kansas basketball. That doesn't always happen. I'm flawed just the way that you are. But sometimes, you know, I try to be a journalist here. I try to put on my opinion hat and I try to give you the real. Doesn't it feel like this Kansas loss have an asterisk by it? It doesn't feel like a normal Kansas loss in the NCAA tournament. Now, maybe it's because my team also lost in the same round, but I would love to throw a couple of jabs at KU fans for losing in the second round of the NCAA tournament, being a one seed and not making it to the second weekend. I would love to do that. But it just feels like there's been a cloud over their team since we got the news of Bill Self. Maybe I'm making excuses for Kansas and you guys will be making fun of me on the text line. I don't know. But this KU loss in the tournament just feels a little bit different. It feels like it makes sense. We talked about it all week, how Arkansas was a preseason top 10 team. They've got two potential lottery picks on their team. They're a program that's been to the Elite Eight the last two NCAA tournaments. Arkansas is one of the better basketball programs, one of the better basketball teams in the country. You kind of felt like that. And the fact that they didn't have Bill Self, I don't know if the second half plays out that way if Bill's there. I think KU wins that game. I think KU is playing this weekend. I think everything about it is different. Imagine if the shoe was on the other foot and Bill Self was playing this weekend and Arkansas's top assistant was the head coach. KU's probably a what? 8.5-point favorite? 9-point favorite? Think about it like this. I believe that Bill Self is the best coach in college basketball. If you want to argue that in March he's the second best coach behind Tom Izzo, I don't think that's too crazy. But one of the larger advantages that any team has entering this NCAA tournament, they didn't have because of health reasons. We're not talking about a basketball injury that happened, shoulda, coulda, woulda, next man up. The man has a heart concern. The man wasn't able to be there for the Big 12 tournament for his team. Maybe they're in Kansas City. Maybe they're in a different region. Maybe they don't get Arkansas in that situation. You then fast forward to the NCAA tournament. Maybe the second half plays itself out very differently if Bill Self is there. I think you guys know I'm not here to make excuses for the Kansas Jayhawks, but I just got to call it how I see it. And maybe Saturday plays out a little bit differently if Bill Self is there. And Bill Self not being there is the difference in playing this upcoming weekend and not playing this upcoming weekend. This loss just feels a little bit different to me than a typical, normal, standard Kansas basketball loss in the NCAA tournament. It just feels a little bit different. I don't take the joy in this loss the way that I normally would if KU lost in the NCAA tournament. And I think it's because Bill wasn't there. Let's close things out with the Missouri Tigers. And maybe this is me giving a moral victory to the Missouri Tigers for the season that they've put together. And I understand they played a 15 seed and you want to do as well as you can in the tournament. And they were a 6.5-point favorite. And man, I would have loved for them to have gone to the Sweet 16. I wouldn't be here Thursday and Friday if Missouri had gone to the Sweet 16. I was fully preparing to go to Louisville, Kentucky. I'm disappointed that Missouri didn't win the game. I'm disappointed that they got thoroughly outplayed for basically 40 minutes against the Princeton Tigers. But I try to step back and look at the big picture. Missouri basketball won 12 games last season. They won 12 games. Last year was as disinterested I think I've ever been watching Missouri Tiger basketball. That includes the end of Frank Haith. That includes Kim Anderson. Last year was as turned off by Missouri basketball as I can remember. For those of you that are into college basketball, it's very much like baseball in a way in which it becomes a part of your day. When you get off work, you go home, you turn the Royals game on, you cook dinner, you spend time with your family, and the Royals are in the background. College basketball is kind of similar. They play two times a week. You kind of move some things around on Big Monday so you can watch. They play again on Saturday. You get a chance to go. They turn around. Like, it becomes part of your weekly routine. The Missouri Tigers this year renewed my interest in Missouri basketball. I'm back. I'm excited for next basketball season. I'm excited to buy tickets again. I'm excited to follow their recruiting. I'm excited to be a fan of Missouri basketball again. That's what this team did. They went from winning 12 games last season to this year having the best year they've ever had in the SEC. They've been in the SEC a long time now. It doesn't always feel like it. They've been in the SEC now for over a decade. That game that was at Sprint Center between Missouri and Baylor where the fans were chanting SEC happened a long time ago. They had the best finish they've ever had in the SEC. They went deeper in the SEC tournament than they ever have before. They won a NCAA tournament game for the first time since they've been in the conference. So I'm not happy that they lost to Princeton. Of course not. But I'm proud of the season that they put together, and I'm proud that basketball once again matters at the University of Missouri because it doesn't feel like it's mattered that much over the last 4 or 5 years. Sure, there's been pockets of excitement. Missouri got the number one high school basketball recruit to commit to Mizzou a couple of years ago. They've made the NCAA tournament in recent memory. They made it 2 of the last 4 years with Konzo Martin. This year felt different. It felt very different this year. Dennis Gates and those transfers gave you reasons to be proud of the program again. And that was fun. I made this point on Friday that you can be disappointed without the season being disappointing. And I'm disappointed that they lost, but in no way was the season that Missouri just put together disappointing. That team wasn't supposed to make the NCAA tournament. That team wasn't supposed to be the higher seed in the NCAA tournament game. That team wasn't supposed to win a game in the NCAA tournament, and they did all of those things this year. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to Kansas, And obviously, congratulations to Kansas State as they continue on their journey in the NCAA tournament. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll actually head to Manhattan, Kansas, and be joined by Derek Young, who covers the Wildcats. But let's talk a little bit of football on the other side, and the wide receiver tree is being picked off. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
You're telling me right now that you can be a 41-year-old man with three kids, good, well-paying job, and you can eat corn dogs? No.
Brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is former Chiefs All-Pro tackle Mitchell Schwartz, and the best Chiefs content in town is right here with Carrington Harrison on The Drive.
So this week, every commercial break, you need to be listening to The Drive. When you hear the sounder in the break, be caller number 6 and get registered to win a 4-pack of tickets, plus a parking pass to opening day. We will announce the winner on Thursday. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
Hold on, real quick. I want to make sure you get that read off so people know that they're tickets.
Thank you. I appreciate you not interrupting as I try to promote people to listen to our radio show.
I know, it's
that
crazy.
We get paid for based off ratings and people's participation. Thank you. I know.
First time, long time. Here's the deal. A lot of people are asking, people on the streets want to know, do you think Missouri lost because of this moment?
Normally, we wouldn't promote KU propaganda on this show. But you know what? You're my guy. I care about you. I want your podcast to have success. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, you can check it out.
Thanks, Nick. We appreciate it. That's Nick Schwert right there.
You got your little jokes off. You had your little moment in the sun. You got your make fun of Kansas bit out of your system on Friday. What'd the text line say? You angered the basketball gods. What happened on Saturday night after Kansas lost? Not only did Missouri lose to a 15, they got spanked by a 15. You did this to yourself and your team.
Possibly. It's possible. I can neither confirm nor deny what you've said. It's possible that I angered the basketball gods. I mean, Alabama's still in the tournament. Basketball gods not done with them yet. So it's possible. What you're saying is possibly true. Maybe I went into it a little too hot, a little too cocky, a little too arrogant. It's possible. But come on now. It's Mizzou. Is anyone surprised that Missouri had a clear path to the Sweet 16 and fumbled it away? This isn't the first time something like that has happened. Missouri is well-versed in losing to a 15 seed. You can't be shocked. You're not surprised Missouri lost. So if you guys feel better blaming me for why Missouri lost, then have at it. That's fine. I'd like to give Princeton credit. I thought Princeton played a very, very good game. Princeton outplayed Missouri for the full 40 minutes. Every time Missouri would get back in the game, they got it down to 5 in the second half. Princeton will hit a couple of big shots. Next thing you know, you look up, Princeton's on a 7-0 run. Missouri's down 12 again. This happened three separate times in the second half. So be mad at me if you want. But we at least have to acknowledge the fact that Princeton did what they had to do. Princeton did exactly what they needed to do in this. And I applaud them. I congratulate them. Salute to them. This was good, though. Give me this. This was good. This was good. Normally, we wouldn't promote KU propaganda on this show. Mm. But you know what? You're my guy. I care about you. I want your podcast to have success. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, you can check it out.
Thanks, Nick. We appreciate it. That's Nick Schwert right there, host of the Wave in the Wee podcast. Text line 913-586-7610. We'll get to the Chiefs here in a little bit. Mizzou is not CDOT's team. He's KU through and through. He fronts as if he's a Missouri fan, but no one talks more KU on this station than CDOT. We have a very simple rule on this show. Simple. Very, very simple. If you want us to talk about your team more on the show, your team should win more. You want to know why we talk a lot about the Chiefs? The Chiefs win. And it's good for business. We talk about the Chiefs a lot because the Chiefs are the best team in the most popular league in the world. You know, we talk about KU on this show. KU wins. Well, the basketball team does, and the football team did too. So if Missouri wants to get talked about more on this show, you know what? They should keep having more seasons like the one that they just had. We're not really interested in talking a whole lot of 6-6 college football in November. Don't really interest me that much. So I would love to talk about Mizzou more. You know what we would have done this week if Missouri had won? They would have been celebrated on this show, but they lost. So you know what? Today's the last day we'll be talking about Missouri athletics for months. There ain't no reason to talk about them after today. They ain't playing no more. So I just want to make that clear for everybody. Oh, what are you talking about KU? Because they win basketball games, and they're good, and people care about them. If you want to talk about your team win, guess who's going to get a lot of conversation this week? Kansas State. You want to know why? They won. It's simple. That's it. Just win your games. If you win your games, we're happy to talk about you on this show. Happy. You see, we ain't talked a whole lot of Royals baseball yet. Rob, when's the last time we had a Royals topic on this show?
Royals? Been a while.
Keep those losers away from us.
By the way, I see this on Twitter and on the text line. This is a common sentiment among fans. You're some sort of secret KU fan. How is that a thing? How have you cultivated this relationship with your own fan base? They think you're a traitor. They think you're an inside man. They think you wear the black and gold as a fake. How have you done this? How have you had your own fans think you're some sort of secret mole? I know you. We talk outside this 4 hours. You hate Kansas. I don't get how Mizzou fans think you love them. It legit puzzles me.
It's confusing to me as well, man. This is what I've figured out. Every fan base locally thinks I secretly hate their team. Missouri fans think I hate them. Chiefs fans think I hate them. K-State, all the fan bases secretly think I hate their team. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. I don't really care who wins these games too much. I really don't. I mean, I want Missouri to win the most, but I don't really care that much. I'm okay one way or the other. I'm still going to get paid the 1st and the 15th regardless if your team wins or loses. That's kind of how me and Odyssey got it set up. So I'm fine. Someone said, CDOT, that's cap. K-State had a better football season and basketball season this year than Kansas. They're not nearly talked about as much as KU. I like to point out that this show talked more K-State football than anybody this year. We had Deuce Vaughn had a residency on this show in the fall. We had Adrian Martinez on like 4 times over the course. Stop it, K-State fans. We talk about your team a lot this fall. You got a lot of respect. Kleiman came on 3 times this year. 3 times this year. Stop it. K-State fans, knock it off. Cut it out.
I'm trying to get Deuce Vaughn on more. I want the Chiefs to pick him. He was a friend of the show.
Every week Deuce Vaughn was on the show during the college football season. Every week he was on. Will Howard
became a friend of the show.
We love K-State football on the drive. I don't got no issues with K-State football. K-State football is friends of the drive. I'd love to talk about their basketball team more. We're trying to get the coach on the show. If the coach wants to come on the show, we're happy to have him on. I'd love to have Jerome Tang join us this week to talk Kansas State basketball if he's got some free time. I'm sure he's got 10 minutes to talk Kansas State basketball with us. We tried to eat tacos with us, and they vetoed our idea. Remember we tried to do tacos with Tang, and they didn't want to eat tacos with us? I was excited about it. We were trying to do stuff with Jerome Tang before it was cool to want to do stuff with Jerome Tang. We would try to do this in June with Jerome Tang, and they shot down our ideas. They hated on us. They hated on us this year. Major haters. I forgot what we were going to talk about with the Chiefs. I got so turned sideways from the text line. But I'm happy we had this conversation, so now I can clear everything up, because I hear this all the time. Oh, you hate Mizzou. No, I don't. I swear to you I don't hate Mizzou. I just try to be an equal opportunity. I'm going to make fun of everybody equally. Everybody. The Chiefs, the Royals. I mean, we got a talking to. Remember we used to do anything but the Royals Day? We on the home of the Royals, we did a segment in which you couldn't talk about the Royals. I'm equal opportunity on this show.
Remember at 6:01, we got told to go to the boss's office that day?
Oh, yeah. No, we the Royals were not very happy with that idea. They were not very thrilled about it.
We loved it. We were alone.
I mean, the moment they get 15 under, we're going to do it again this year. We're bringing it back. Sometimes people just got to be mad, you know? That's life. Sometimes people just got to be mad. Someone on the text line said, so in reality, this is the bandwagon show. Only talk about them when they win. This show should be called The Bandwagon, not The Drive. I guess I see the ratings of the show, and you guys are more interested in hearing about the teams when they're winning. You guys might find this hard to believe, but January was the most successful month that this show has had since the Royals won the World Series. I wonder why that was. Maybe it's a random occurrence. When the sport teams are doing well, you guys are more interested in sports talk radio. Oh, see how that works.
Meanwhile, last June, bad ratings.
See how that is. Yeah, no, and then in the summer when the Royals aren't doing hot, you guys aren't listening to sports talk radio. I know it's weird how that works. I know. I wish I had more control over it, but no, your guys' interest in the show is greater when the teams are doing good. I know it's very odd how that works. It still puzzles me to this day. I don't understand it. I don't understand how you guys are more interested in Chiefs talk now than before. I wonder what's changed. Coming up during the break, be listening. When you hear this sounder, play it for him, Rob. Rob wasn't ready. Be ready.
We're where there you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Got to start putting Rob on a pitch clock here. Be listening to The Drive. When you hear the sounder in the break, be calling number 6, and you'll get registered to win a 4-pack of tickets plus parking pass to opening day. We will announce the winner on Thursday. Every single commercial break, you will hear this sounder and be registered for a chance to win 4 tickets plus a parking pass to opening day. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison and friend of the show, Andy Reid.
I can't believe you were waiting that long for that question.
Brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this. Weekdays 2 to 6 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Be joined by Derek Young. He covers the Wildcats as they find themselves in the third round of the NCAA tournament. You might call it the Sweet 16. Derek, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm pretty good. I'm actually still in Greensboro, North Carolina at the moment.
Well, and for this, you're in Manhattan, Kansas for this, Derek. That's where you are okay. Right now. So mentally, you're in Manhattan, Kansas. You're about to be in Manhattan, New York here in a couple of days.
Yeah, I actually fly into New York tomorrow, so excited for it. I've actually never been to Madison Square Garden.
Take us through just being in the gym for yesterday's game. I thought it was probably one of the three best games that we've seen so far in the NCAA tournament. I felt like the two teams were very, very evenly matched. Just take us inside the gym yesterday between K-State and Kentucky.
Well, as most would probably surmise, it was a heavy Kentucky crowd. Now, it was probably actually a little bit lighter than it was on Friday, just because you had Pittsburgh and Xavier fans in the building as well, with some K-State spattering as well. So it was probably a lighter Kentucky crowd, but I was still loud when the Blue Wildcats had it going. But I agree with you, a really evenly matched game, a fast game. I think, you know, styles make fights. They say that a lot, but I think what made that an entertaining game as well is that it wasn't some of these slow-moving plotter teams. And you kind of get that with, like, Iowa State played in Greensboro as well. That game was obviously brutal to watch. With Kansas State and Kentucky, that was fast. They were running up and down the court. It felt like one of the more talented games, you know, mano a mano that we've seen in the NCAA tournament. It was high level. And, you know, one of my takeaways was that, you know, Kentucky didn't really lose this game. Like, we saw in 2018 – when Kansas State beat Kentucky to get to the Elite Eight, I thought in some ways Kentucky kind of coughed that one up. I thought Kansas State played Kentucky at perhaps close to their best.
I'm happy you said that, because I was going to ask you this, but I didn't want the K-State faithful to take this the wrong way. I don't really feel like K-State won or lost, or Kentucky won or lost. I think these two teams were very even for 39 minutes, and K-State just made two bigger shots at the end than Kentucky. Kentucky had a wide open three at the end of the game to tie it and just missed it in this situation. Like, I think these two teams were as evenly matched as you could ask two college basketball teams to be. And the difference was K-State made two shots at the end of the game that the other team didn't make.
Yeah, I agree. In 2018, it felt like you kind of needed Kentucky to beat themselves a little bit. You know, this year it just felt like Kansas State was good enough to beat Kentucky. They didn't have to rely on a bad Kentucky game. Kentucky still rebounded the crap out of the basketball. They out-rebounded Kansas State 44-25. I know Kentucky didn't shoot well either, but Kansas State missed every single jump shot they took in the first, I want to say, 29 minutes of the game. Like, every field goal they had was at the rim. If Kansas State even shoots close to their normal percentage for the season, it may be a comfortable win. Now, you could say Kentucky didn't shoot well either, and that was the case. Both teams are really poor from the three-point line. But as you said, I think the difference maker was that Kansas State had two All-Americans and Kentucky didn't.
Right now we're talking to Derek Young, who covers the Kansas State Wildcats. I thought Marquise Noel in the second half was an absolute dog. That the difference in – I think this game and really most college basketball games is what Jerome Tang says. You got dudes. Like, you need guys who can go win you a basketball game. Not the coach scheming it up, not the perfect inbound play. Like, you need a guy who can take a guy off the bounce, can knock down a big shot, and someone who isn't afraid of the moment. And that's what I think K-State has. I tweeted this a couple of days ago, that he and Keontae Johnson feel to me like Jameer Nelson and Delonte West. Like, you just got two guards that are good enough to take you to the national championship game.
Yeah, and when you get to the NCAA tournament, in most cases, you're facing one of the best defensive teams in the country. I mean, especially that's where we're at right now in the Sweet 16. I think you know, I think 12 of the top 16 remaining teams left are in the top 25 of adjusted defensive efficiency on KenPom. So every shot that you're taking, it's probably going to be a tough one. And you got to have dudes that can make tough shots. And some good teams don't have that. I think Kentucky does. Kaysen Wallace was surely that. Reeves was on Friday, but not on Sunday. But Kansas State has a few guys like that. I mean, Desi Sills and Naquan Tomlin, they will still make tough shots too. Maybe not at the clip that we know that they're going to get from the All-Americans, Keontae Johnson and Marquise Noel. But they just have a few guys that are talented enough to make those kind of, you know, tight window shots. And really, they did it without Keontae Johnson on Sunday, right? That was far from the best Keontae Johnson that we have seen, but he made the one that counted.
So I'm going to tell you about the personal, like, how I feel very conflicted about K-State heading into this. I think that K-State is the best team left in their region. Like, I think K-State fans can now say, hey, we think we can go to the Final Four, and we expect to go to the Final Four. It's hard for me to pick against Michigan State in March, though. Like, I feel very torn. Like, do I take the team that I think is the best team, or do I take the team that just every single March they just seem to exceed everybody's expectations? Like, I actually think this is one of the better games that we have this weekend with K-State with their guard play going up against Tom Izzo at March. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be. They have a New York City point guard as well in Tyson Walker that had a really, really good weekend. I agree. It's hard to pick against Tom Izzo in March. I still don't know what I'm going to do either, because I do think Kansas State, it's kind of sounds weird to say, but I do think Kansas State's probably the more talented team than Michigan State headed into Thursday's contest. And you have a matchup here. You know, Kansas State, they've struggled this year when they face teams that really force turnovers. That's why part of the reason why they won against Kentucky. Kentucky coughed it up 16 times. Kansas State only turned it over 8 times. Kansas State loses almost every time, but they have about, you know, 15 or more turnovers. Michigan State, like Kentucky, not a team that really turns you over. They can defend, but they're just not going to get those live ball turnovers that create points on the other end. And they're not really a team that attacks the basket. Michigan State, you know, I think they're in the 300s when it comes to points at the rim. They just take all jump shots. On the flip side, Kansas State, one of the best three-point defenses in the country. So while I do agree with the Tom Izzo point in March, because that's played out year after year after year, matchup-wise, there's a lot for K-State to take solace in, especially when the alternative was Marquette, who turns people over more than anyone.
Right now we're talking to Derek Young, who covers the Kansas State Wildcats here for a couple of more minutes. Derek, have you guys just offered Jerome Tang a lifetime contract at this point? Because that kind of feels like it's 2 games away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going to unfold, but I know they're going to be forced to give him, you know, a lengthy contract, probably one that's more than twice what he's getting now. There's just no other way around it. The interesting timing part of that is you're still in the midst of trying to do the same for your football coach that just won a Big 12 championship as well.
I'm going to ask you to pick between the two. I don't know if you're going to give me the straight answer or not. Which team has been more fun to cover this year, Kansas State football or Kansas State basketball?
Oh, yeah, that is the ultimate tough question. I will say basketball because as you've probably seen throughout this year, kind of, you know, being local to Kansas State, their brand of basketball is just a lot of fun to watch. Like this team, what you saw on Sunday that a lot of people probably hadn't seen yet this year, you know, the behind the back passes, between the legs passes, no look alley-oops, no look passes. You didn't even see the big blocks by Desi Sills that we've seen this year, but you did see Desi Sills try to do an impossible dunk and hurt himself in the process. That's just how they played all year, and that's a lot of fun to watch.
I made the point earlier that I think K-State is one of the best stories that we've had the opportunity to watch. Like, when you factor in the coach that they brought in, you had Keontae Johnson's story that is one of the best stories in college basketball that, to me, like, hasn't been talked about nearly enough, everything that he's had to overcome to get to where he is right now as a basketball player. When you factor the expectations and everything that happened, this is one of the best local stories I can remember.
Yeah, especially in my time, because I've been in the area since 2017, and I was there for a few different years around 2013 and 14. I can't think of much anything that comes close to it, because you touched on it. Keontae Johnson's probably the best basketball story in the country this year. And they have the ultimate underdog pass, you know, with Jerome Tang. He was an assistant for 19 years before he gets his shot, and he was a high school coach before that. Someone that he takes pride in where he is right now too, because he knows that, you know, technically he had a lot to overcome, and he wasn't supposed to be here either. Keontae Johnson, he said it in his interview, he wasn't supposed to be alive right now, right? So he got a second chance at life. Marquise Noel, everyone's doubted him because he's 5'7" on a good day. They just have a lot of stories of overcoming adversity, obstacles in life, the underdog thing, and to think that, you know, this time last year they had two players. So first year head coach, there's a lot of stuff that they're doing that just isn't common.
That is Derek Young of Kansas State Online joining us on the show today. He covers the Kansas State Wildcats, and what a time to be a Wildcat fan. The Little Apple meets the Big Apple as they will be playing their games in the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Derek, man, congratulations to K-State, and hopefully we do this again next week because they won two more basketball games.
Appreciate it. I'll plan on it.
Absolutely. That's Derek Young joining us on the show today. Have I ever told you me and John Kurtz Broadway story before, Rob?
You and John Kurtz were hanging out on Broadway?
So
no.
This is what happened. So right before COVID, so this is February of 2020. There was a sports radio convention. My contract was coming up, so I kind of wanted to meet the movers and shakers because I was undecided about what I was going to do. So I go to this thing. John Kurtz is there. I didn't know anybody else that was there, so John Kurtz and I basically hung out for an entire weekend in New York City. So they had a little bit of a break, and they were like, come back in an hour, go get something to eat. So Kurtz and I are asking each other, where do you want to go get lunch? And I said, well, I keep hearing about dollar slices. Let's go get a dollar slice. We're in New York City. Let's go get a dollar slice. He said, sounds like a good idea. So we put in our GPS where the dollar slice was to walk. It was like a 7-minute walk from where we were. We're walking. It says turn right on Broadway. I'm not really thinking nothing about it. We turn right on Broadway. We then go to the pizza place. We have a good dollar slice. We then walk outside, and directly across the street is the musical Wicked. And then it hit me. Oh, that Broadway. So he and I just walked around Broadway. We actually missed the second half of the conference for that day, and we just walked away on Broadway. So I don't know why it just didn't register to me in that moment, but yeah. John Kurtz and I spent the day together in Times Square.
I like the idea that you literally didn't consider it was Broadway until you were like, huh. Were you like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme? You're like, oh, look over there. I see
don't know
it.
Why I considered Broadway to be a district and not a street. So all of those plays that you're thinking about, they're on one street, and the street is Broadway. And that street, if you've been in New York, it leads you right into Times Square. Central Park is not that far away. I never been there before. That was my first time. So, yeah, we got to see Stephen Colbert, where he hosts his show. The world's largest Applebee's is also on Broadway. It is three levels of a Broadway, of an Applebee's, so you can go up there. And yeah, we just walked around and got to see all the stuff, and then we actually got back late to the conference. That was like one of the first times that John Kurtz and I really hung out. We hung out on Broadway, so maybe think of the Manhattan story.
I love that one of the things you point out that you saw in New York was the three-storied Applebee's.
Yeah, no, I did go there.
You
I
went
did
into
go
the,
to
three
the three-story story Applebee's. I did go see that. I just had to see it. Instead of the world's largest Applebee's, I just had to go see it for myself. I was very curious to see what it's like. Last New York story, I'm super tourist. If I'm going to a city and I have free time, I'm going to Google things to do, and I'm going to do all the touristy stuff to do. If I go to Seattle, then I got to go see the Space Needle. If you go to St. Louis, you got to go see the Arch, and you got to go see all these other things. So that's what I was thinking in New York. Okay, well, there's these things I want to do, and it'd be great to see them. You know, I'll have 2 days. I can just go do all this fun stuff that I want to do, and I can see all this stuff. I had absolutely no clue how far away all of those things are from each other. It is impossible to do all the touristy stuff in New York in a short period of time. You can do some of it. Like, if you want to go see the Brooklyn Bridge, yeah, you can go see the Brooklyn Bridge.
You're not going to see the Brooklyn Bridge and going to see the Statue of Liberty. Not in the same day. No, you're not doing that. Or that's all you're going to do is those two things. You will not go do anything else. You will not go see anything else. That's how far away all of those things are from each other. You're not going to see Yankee Stadium and where the Mets play, Citi Field. No, not in the same day. That's not how it works. It's not Chicago in that way. You can do most of the touristy stuff in Chicago in a day or two. You are not doing the touristy stuff in New York in one or two days. No, no chance, no way. Maybe you can do like a borough, but there's five of them. That doesn't even include Manhattan. No, you are not doing all those touristy stuff in one or two days. I was wrong. I wanted to go see Rucker Park. I didn't realize how far Rucker Park was from where I was. I realized I was never going to go there.
Yeah, no, when you do New York, you got to do basically a borough a day. And even then, you got to make a mental note. Okay, I don't really care about this. I don't really care about that. Like, you did Times Square. I've been told when you do New York, don't do Times Square. It's too touristy. It's too much. Don't do that.
It was great.
I mean, that's great. That's,
you know,
peak.
I'm touristy, though.
That is your vibe.
I'm very touristy. I loved Times Square. I'm super touristy. New York is as lost as I've ever been in my entire life. My ego kind of took it. Oh, you know, I can figure this out. I can do this. No, I almost broke down in New York City. I almost broke down. I had no clue where I was. It was as lost as I've ever been in my entire life. I just threw my hands up and just had to call Uber. All right, I tried to figure out this train thing. You know, I've seen the Warriors. I wanted to ride. No, I'm not doing this. Let me, please. I don't care how much this Uber is. Please get me away from this. That's the last time I think I've almost had a mental breakdown was in 2020 when that's as lost and confused as I've ever been in my entire life.
Did you ever get to MSG? MSG seemed like the peak touristy thing for you.
I did see MSG.
Did you see a game or just go to MSG?
I just saw it in outside. Okay. I did not go see a game there. I'm disappointed. I did not get a chance to see a game. But no, that is a... Those are all the New York stories that I have. I do not have any other New York. I've only been there one time. I was there for 3 days. That's all the New York stories that I have.
I mean,
I guess I have a couple more, but that's all I'll give you for right now.
I mean, the fact that nearly broke your brain is hilarious to me.
I'm telling you.
It's so different than Kansas City for all the obvious reasons, but also, like, the streets and stuff. Kansas City is a grid. So, like, you can figure Kansas City out relatively easily. New York has name streets against name streets. It is very overwhelming, very fast, especially since you weren't there with someone who lives in the city. That'll get you lost fast.
You know how you've probably dated a girl who's a crier, that whenever a stressful situation happens, they'll just start to cry. Just break down. Like, she just gets so overwhelmed, she'll just start to cry. I felt like that person in the moment with how overwhelmed I was, with how lost I was. Right then and there, I was so lost, so confused, no clue where I was. I was that woman who was a crier. I didn't cry. I was close. I was very, very frustrated and confused for a second. My pride, it beat me. It won big in that game. It won. It won very, very big.
How much did that Uber run you? Probably go a few city blocks, 30, 40 bucks?
$70. It was like $70. I didn't care. I was the happiest I'd ever been to finally be with someone that knew where they were going. I was so happy. I paid that $70 Uber. I was so happy to get away from my environment. I was so lost, so confused. Coming up at the top of the hour, I got some heat on Twitter this weekend about college basketball. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.